103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's classic rock. George McFly and a ride home on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Calling a guy we all know.
Hello.
Rusty Wallace.
Yes, sir.
George McFly, WIMZ.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Going great in East Tennessee. I moved here a couple years ago. I know you're famous nationwide, probably worldwide, but I really wanted to get to know you more, so I went to YouTube, and the first thing I typed in is Rusty Wallace. I saw your race at Talladega. Ouch.
Man, I'm telling you what, that Talladega wreck was a bad one, no doubt about that. End over ran about 20-some times, but that was the worst wreck I think I've ever had in my life. It was a big one.
I feel like they took that and edited that into the Talladega Nights movie with Will Ferrell.
Well, I don't know if they did or not, but it kind of looked like it, didn't it?
It looked like an over-exaggerated crash, but it was actually yours.
Yeah, it was, unfortunately.
You break anything that day?
Yeah, I broke a left wrist. I still got a pin in my left wrist right now from that wreck. It broke it off, and the car was flying out of the sky, and when it came out of altitude and went down and hit the ground, my wrists were on the steering wheel, and it broke the wrist back and broke my wrist in half right there. So they got a pin in it right now, but it's been in there for a long time. It's no big deal.
I feel like I'm talking to Evel Knievel.
No, man, I'll tell you what, I can't believe I survived a lot of stuff I did, because back then the safety stuff and the cars wasn't near what it is right now. But hey, got away with it, and the guy was good, and man, I made it out, you know?
Got away with it. That's a hilarious way to look at it, philosophy. Were you married at the time?
Yes, I was. My wife was at home, and she was home with the kids, and boy, I tell you, when that happened, Roger Penske, my car owner, called her up and said, "Sam, sending a plane to get you right now. He's in the Birmingham hospital. We'll be there in a couple hours." And they picked her up, brought her back, and there I was, blackened eyes and broken wrist. But, you know, I was alive. Everything was okay.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall with that conversation that she had with you after she saw that.
It scared her to death. It really did. I mean, she thought I bit the big one that day, but I got out of it. I mean, it's a rugged-looking deal. If you watch it, I mean, the body flew off the car. The motor flew out of it. It was a bad deal.
I'm a single guy. I would give anything to have that footage as my part of my life to pick up a beautiful woman.
You know what? I didn't try to use it that way, but I guess it might have worked. If I could have milked the deal if I had to.
Of course. You're Rusty Wallace. Are you still a family man?
Oh, absolutely. Heck yeah, man. I got 6 grandkids right now. My wife and I have been married for, oh my God, a long, long time, you know, since 1980, I guess. So been a while, man. There's no doubt about that.
When people call the show, I always ask them if they've been married longer than 6 or 7 years, what the secret is. So when it comes to your long marriage, how do you stay grounded with your celebrity?
No, man, you go through a lot of ups and downs in your life, all the good stuff, bad stuff, you know, and get a little older and you finally get smarter and you're like, okay, but you learn from your mistakes. And but no, man, I got a cool wife, man. She's awesome. We travel a lot together. We recently got back from a big old 14-day trip out to Germany and Budapest and all this stuff on a big Viking, well, it's not Viking, it's Uniworld river cruise. Man, I love that. You know, that was fun. And then we travel a lot together. She's my best friend, man.
That's great to hear, because you got to like each other as well.
Oh, yeah. Man, we rock and roll together. We have a good time. I look forward to getting home from the race shop here every single night to sit down and hug her and have a glass of wine, man, and watch my favorite St. Louis Cardinals every now and then when it's baseball time.
And we got the Vols, we got the Tennessee Smokies, which is Cubs Double A right here in town.
And I've been to some of those games, too. I mean, over there, what is it, Exit 417, I think?
Yeah, 407.
407, yeah. I get those mixed up all the time because my doggone Ford dealership is on 417.
How many dealerships do you have, Rusty?
We got 9 of them right now. We're just opening up our brand new Hyundai dealership. It's going to be right next to our Honda dealership. It's going to be a temporary facility while we're building the brand new Hyundai store, which is going to be next to what we call Kia North on Callahan Drive. So, man, we've been real blessed. Myself and Ray Huffaker, we've been partners for over 38 years right now.
Oh.
And it all started from me racing those races back in Bristol, Tennessee, and winning all those races. And Ray was a Pontiac dealer back then when I was driving a Pontiac. And we hit it all off, and an old boy named Chopper hooked us up together to meet each other. And it was just wonderful. We had a good old time, and we've been partners for a long time now. We've got other great partners, but the car business has been wonderful. And I was up there yesterday, by gosh, hanging out with the guys, and man, I wouldn't trade nothing for the world. We've just had a wonderful relationship.
You're on fire, Rusty.
Actually, I'm in the motorcycle shop right now. When you call me, I got a new 2023 Harley, and I'm tearing it all down in 1,000,000 pieces. I'm getting ready to hop it all up and turn it into one of our custom bikes. And then we're going to take this thing on over to Kenny Bunkport, Maine, for our big next motorcycle rally we're going to be going to. So I think you probably heard my son is big time in the motorcycle business right now. We're building high-end Harley-Davidson custom baggers. And so this particular bike that I'm working on is my own personal bike, because the one I had before was a brand new bike and it was so beautiful. I took it to Daytona and a guy walked right up and gave me huge money, so I sold it.
Maybe you could autograph this customized one right now and sell it to me.
Yeah, well, maybe so. Well, we'll probably see you with it when I come to town with the mayor. And we're going to do the big ride for Children's Hospital. And we're going to have a wonderful time with that. And you'll learn more about that as we go. I love coming up there all the time. Like I said, I went up there yesterday and went over to Litton Steakhouse and had a little something to eat yesterday for lunch. That was great with all the team. But I love coming to Knoxville, just such a beautiful city. And like I said, I've been in the car business now for over 35-some years, and I don't know the exact amount. It was a long doggone time ago we've been together, and got great partners up there, and we're selling a lot of cars. I mean, we started off the one dealership, and like I said, now we got nine.
That's great.
We're blessed right now. Hopefully we're making our customers happy. We're working really hard on customer service, make sure everybody's, you know, happy with their vehicles when they get them. But it's all good right now.
Thanks for picking up the phone today.
Oh, man, I'm getting the impact wrench and my screwdriver back out. I'm going to get back to work when I hang up on you.
Thanks, Rusty. Good talking with you, man.
Okay, man. See you later,
God
everybody.
Bless you, buddy. Rusty Wallace. He's a nice guy. I was almost a little nervous calling him, you know, after seeing his races at Talladega and stuff. But no, just a down-to-earth guy. As I say, good people. It's George McFly at 865-656-ROCK or roll numbers through to me, 103.5 WIMZ.